Carl, do you hear that boom, 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 you know,
yes.
that we have? Is that your heart monitor? what's going on here?
I plugged it into the board.
All right. I have a couple of questions for you.
I'm glad to know it's ticking, but go right ahead.
I'm always glad to know it's ticking. I don't know if you saw recently that the Koch brothers political groups plan to spend nearly $1 billion to shape the congressional and White House elections for 2016. Did you read that?
Okay. And yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, it seems to me that the elections ought to be won by the force of ideas that benefit the whole, not the narrow belief of a wealthy few who can purchase influence by selective and secret donations. What do you think?
I think that the Koch brothers, like others, are going to find out the United States, this country has changed. They're going to learn the hard way. It's going to be a very expensive education for them. That $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion, the demographics of this country have changed. We have more participation from a wider, diverse group of people, and that the standard as they believe it to be is part of the mix, and it should be part of the dialogue, but it no longer runs the country. And they've got to get that into their heads, and they're going to learn the hard way, I believe, in the 2016 elections.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would disagree with your thesis. But, you know, we shall see. But to me, what that makes the Koch brothers is the third political party.
But it's never worked in history. That's the reason why I'm saying it.
Oh, I understand that.
And this goes back, I'm going back 1,000 years. I'm going back to
really?
When the British after the Magna Carta began having their parliamentary elections, if you will, it didn't work then. It didn't work in the 18th century. It didn't work in the 19th century. It's not going to work now. And the French, the same thing after the Revolution, when the aristocracy began to roll back what they thought were rolling back the empire, if you will, or rolling back their country to where it was pre-Napoleon. Well, that didn't work either. And they try to buy those elections, and that didn't work. I have historical precedents here, and it doesn't work because the demographics in the country change. And when they change, you must either be with that, work within the system, but they change.
Well, I like where your thinking is taking us, but I think 1,000 years is a little bit too much.
I can't go back.
I'm trying to think when the Magna Carta was. Danny, do you remember what?
1432. I believe so.
But that's not 1,000 years.
And I guarantee you, the history teachers will be calling.
Somebody's going to be.
They're going to be after me. But the point is that power shifts, and the aristocracy, those that run countries, at some point in time, begin to lose sight of the control of the environment that they thought they had. The Russian Revolution, as another example, okay, that didn't work either. That didn't work either. And I don't believe it'll work here with the Koch brothers.
Well, you know, you said power shifts. I mean, it reminds me of power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely. I believe that. And I'm amazed that the Koch brothers are very smart people. These are not foolish people.
Of course not.
And I'm amazed.
And they have the right to do what they're choosing to do because of Citizens United.
Exactly. And because of the system that has been created under the democracy, under our Constitution. And that's what they forget.
And then we have to defend their right to do that.
Whether we like it or not. Yeah. Whether we like it or not. It's really quite amazing. I've never understood it. And let's see what happens in 2016, but we'll see how it goes. And this is Carl Sabatino as we go.
Go where?
With Roland Smith on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote this famous poem about Revere's ride to warn the colonists that the British were coming.
But did you know there was a second rider that night? William Dawes. Why did Longfellow single out Revere?
Before Longfellow wrote his poem, Revere was asked to record the events of that fateful evening, and he delivered a riveting account about the start of the American Revolution that historians have used ever since.
So Revere was singled out because he told a great story. Stories capture your audience and help you stand out. They advance your career and lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This big lefty was known as Boomer. He posted 239 wins and 2,200 strikeouts in his 21 big league seasons. And in 1998, he became the 15th pitcher to achieve the rarest of feats on the mound.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game.
So where is David Wells now? David released his biography in 2003, chronicling his life in baseball, including being unceremoniously dumped by the Yankees for Roger Clemens. Since 2009, David's been part of the baseball color crew for TBS. And in 2011, he was named host of the Fox Sports show, The Cheap Seats. David was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2007, but he'll tell you himself he's doing just fine.
You know, diabetes is, you know, not in the place. So if you're wearing it, you eat right, take care of yourself, you can beat diabetes.
Boomer keeps chugging along. I'm Ahmad Rashad.